It was altogether perfect, my new life. Here I was, 2 years married to a goddess of the angelic persuasion, teaching criminal justice 2 days a week over at VMI, which was scantly an hour's drive from my home at Wolf Laurel, and traipsing off to Washington every couple of months for a week at a time to help my former team profile suspected terrorists, both foreign and domestic. On 3 occasions, with Mrs. McGowan's permission, I also took part in terrorist smackdown operations with my team. 2 such takedowns were in California, where Al-Qaeda had covertly settled in and was operating training camps outside San Diego and just south of Yosemite. 3rd deal was in Mexico City, where a newly discovered Taliban faction had found a way to bring subversives into the U.S. along with Mexican illegals through border weak spots. Our boss, the Birdman, had sent Zulu, our highly skilled counter-terrorist team, CTT, into all these locations to neutralize any potential threats and to make the bad guys mysteriously disappear. The good thing that came out of these operations was that my body took on no additional lead. Most people have the same number of holes in them, such as 7 in the head, the navel, and a couple more south. If my memory serves me correctly, I think I now have a total of 15. My name is Bruce McGowan. And yes, I had a great deal of apprehension about hanging up my spurs with CTT back in mid-2002, at least on a full-time basis. I had also experienced such reservations on at least 2 other occasions, when I quit the Army, Special Forces to be exact, and again 21 years later when I retired as an FBI Special Agent. So, most all my life, I have been special in one way or another. Much to my surprise, however, I had actually become adjusted to this new life of semi-retirement, mainly because of the beautiful Adriana Wolf, in-proprietress, Greenbrier County, West Virginia socialite, lover, and wife. Adriana was not exactly keen on my part-time duty those 2 years with CTT for a couple of reasons. First, she knew there was an element of danger to what I did, and there was a very good chance I was going to come home with more holes in me. Or not come home at all. Secondly, on 2 occasions, I had brought that danger to Adriana's own door before we were married. In 2001, an Islamic terrorist took her prisoner along with my brother and a guest, just to get to me. Then a few months later, there was that radical, domestic terrorist asshole from out of the 60s who also wanted a piece of me. And it was this second incident at Wolf Laurel that nearly proved fatal for Adriana. So, after a tremendously enjoyable career with the military, the Bureau and the State Department, CTT, I was more so enjoying the best couple of years of my life, aging as I was. And it was mostly this woman, the new Mrs. McGowan, who had made it that way. Each day broke with new pleasures. Every once in a while in the wee hours of the morning when thunderstorms woke me up from a sound sleep, I would get up and sit in the blue velvet sofa chair near the foot of the bed and smile when a flash of lightning that might continue for several seconds streaked across the night sky, illuminating her sweet face, the face of an angel. It seemed to me I had known her all my life. And maybe I did. I just didn't know who she would be. I especially recalled that one night after dinner we walked along a trail by the Greenbrier River when the full blood moon was low on the horizon, peeking through the branches of the cottonwoods and river birches, until only moments later it turned a bold yellow, finally coming into full view over the treetops.